When the fighting began last week, much of it was focused on Tsvinvali, the South Ossetian capital. The city is in ruins, but it appears that Russian claims of massive civilian casualties there have been exaggerated. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to Tsvinvali with the Russian military today.
South Ossetia is connected to the Russian region of North Ossetia by a narrow tunnel under the snow-capped Caucasus Mountains. This is how the Russian 58th Army entered the region last week. Traveling towards Tsvinvali in the back of a Russian army truck, it's clear this region is fully controlled by the Russian military. Soviet-era helicopter gunships roar overhead over a road jammed with military trucks belching noxious diesel fumes. There are tanks, armored personnel carriers, and soldiers everywhere. Then the road passes several villages that are almost completely empty.
On the side of the road, I can see building after building that's been burnt, and the stench of smoke hangs everywhere.
Some houses are still burning. These were ethnic Georgian villages. Most of the residents fled when South Ossetians took their revenge after Georgia's attempt to take control of this region last week. In Tsvinvali's central square, the traffic consists of tanks and army trucks. It's a scene of utter devastation. Buildings are riddled with bullets. Trees have been blown apart. Burnt-out Georgian tanks stand in the middle of the road. The few civilians on the streets are mostly elderly. Лида Гиоева says she's just emerged for the first time from the basement in which she and many others took shelter. She says she was terrified during several days of ferocious fighting. The Georgians bombed us. They wanted to destroy us, she says. But the Russians saved us. I wouldn't be standing here if it weren't for them. In another part of town, an area of small residential houses, Utar Kusraev digs through the rubble of what used to be his house. He fishes out a half-destroyed silver-colored cylinder. It's the remains of the Grad rocket that demolished his home. How can this have happened, he says, clutching his head in utter disbelief. He, too, blames the Georgians for destroying Tsvinvali. He says houses were shelled indiscriminately. Although some residential areas have been destroyed, other areas of the city are relatively unscathed. Georgia says it attacked Tsvinvali only after Russia sent more than 100 tanks and armored vehicles into South Ossetia. Russia denies that claim, saying it launched a peacekeeping operation to stop Georgian forces from carrying out ethnic cleansing of the South Ossetians. In Tsvinvali's central hospital, Dr. Dina Zaharova and her colleagues operated on victims in this dark, foul-smelling basement under heavy shelling. She says they treated fewer than 300 patients. And although almost everyone interviewed in Tsvinvali says he or she had heard of atrocities carried out, they never saw them themselves. Only one resident says she knew of someone who was killed. The organization Human Rights Watch says their research shows far fewer people probably died in the conflict than the number given by the Russians. And police, he says, Moscow wildly exaggerated the numbers to justify their attack on Georgia. Soldiers sitting on armored personnel carriers guarding the streets of central Tsvinvali seem relaxed. Some are jubilant. Their officers joke with one another about a Georgian city under Russian occupation. We've done our job here. It's boring now, one says. Let's go to Gori. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Tsvinvali.